Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We can't hear you, Pastor. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. First, giving honor to God, to Overseer, hallelujah, Janice Ward. Just giving honor to God for being able to be here. I am Bishop Shirlene Cook, and it is truly an honor to stand with my mother and sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm coming to you to ask you a question today. Do you go to church? And many of you out there might say, well, yes, I go to church. So the question becomes, if you go to church, do you know the head of the house? If you don't mind now, please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and we will be looking at verse 6. Where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come now before your throne of grace, just thanking you, magnifying you, and glorifying you. Lord, I'm going strictly by faith here, because although I can hear nothing, Lord God, I know that your word is going forth. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you step into this body of clay and use me, Lord, to tell your children what you would have them to know about themselves. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would continue to empower and encourage and impact your people. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus for a continued blessing upon the mighty woman of God in this house. I pray this and all other things in your mighty, matchless son Jesus' name. Amen, and to God be the glory. All right, saints of God, you go to church, but do you have a relationship with the head of house, King Jesus? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So what I'm asking you today is, do you know him? We're talking about Jesus, the only begotten son of Jehovah God Almighty, the God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. Do you know him? He said, I am the way. Do you love like he loved? Do you give like he gives? Do you live like he lives? Do you have a relationship with the head of the household? Jesus said, I am the way. Now, many would tell you that there are many ways to the kingdom of God, but Jesus, the Logos, has declared right here in John chapter 14, verse 6, that he, only he, was the way. Hallelujah. And see, to know him is to know the Father. So, if you have a relationship with the head of household, I want to know if you know him. And if you know him, then I can only know that you have a relationship, an up-close personal relationship with God the Father, just as God the Son has. Hallelujah. See, when you go to the building, you're not in a hurry to show off the suit that you wear, the hat you got on, or those booming shoes. No. See, the only reason that you're running to the house of worship is to worship the Almighty God, to give him honor and glory and praise, because you understand that that is the only way that you can be assured of standing in line to receive your blessing. You go to church, but do you have a relationship with the head of household? He said, I am the way. So how is Jesus the way? Well, he had a relationship with his heavenly Father, and then he walked in the ways of his Father. And how is that, Bishop Cook? Well, that is in truth. And how do we know the truth? We know the truth because Jesus, the Logos, has declared it in his holy word. Jesus, the Logos, has decreed it through his inspired scripture. So I ask you today, you go to church, but are you walking in truth? And I don't mean living holy with a twist. I'm not talking about living holy on Sunday and raising all kind of hell Monday through Saturday. But I'm talking about you going to live for Jesus all day, every day. Because you stand for truth. You stand for righteousness. You stand for holiness. And when you go to the house of the Lord, you're not going in there to beat people up with your righteousness and your holiness and your sanctification, because you know and understand that it has nothing to do with you, but the already finished work of Jesus, the way. Now that's true. You will know and understand that Jesus is always going to be about his Father's business, and so should we be. See, if we have a relationship with the head of house, then when we go up into the church house, we're not going to sit and look pretty. We're going up in there to do some work. Our hands are going to be busy praising God. Our lips are going to be busy confessing of his goodness. We're going to be busy encouraging one another, praying for one another, uplifting one another, edifying one another, encouraging one another in the word, according to God's holy word, not according to our opinion, not according to what our soapbox, but according to the unadulterated word of God. By God's word we live, and by God's word we are prepared to die. Because Jesus said, if you have a relationship with me, if any man wants to follow after me, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. So if you have a relationship with the head of household, then you will know that you know that you know that the only reason you run into the church house, oh, hallelujah, is to share his truth, to testify to his holy word, hallelujah, to let people know that his holy word is living and active in your personal life. See, you're not worried about what Sister Jenkins is doing. You're not worried about what Brother Thornton is doing. All you're worried about is being up in God's house, getting to know the head of the household. You're going up in there hungry and thirsty for the one who can fill us, that can fulfill us as he fills us. Hallelujah. We will go up in there understanding that his truth, and only his truth, stand. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I just want to praise God that I know that truth for myself.
Yes.
I already know that I don't have to walk in fear. Because yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil. For God is with me. You see, and I know that unto death. So knowing that, I am prepared to give my life as Christ gave his. The word of God declares and decrees, I beseech you, brethren, to commit yourself, to give yourself as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then it goes on to say, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be able to know what the good and perfect will of God is for your life. Hallelujah. I praise God every day that he owns my life. My life is not my own. I have been called and sent to preach the gospel. I have been called to love the brethren as he first loved me. I have been called to pray without ceasing. I have been called to give of myself selflessly for the people of God. I don't have to like them. I don't have to agree with them. I just have to live my life for Christ in a way that he knows, without a shadow of doubt, that his daughter is being obedient to his will and his word. I praise God this today that I can stand with mighty women of God like Overseer Ward, and that, you know, women that truly walk the talk and talk the walk. It's consistent. See, I don't have to worry about the change up with Overseer War. No. See, she's going to be like Jesus. She's going to be the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. See, we don't just automatically choose when we're going to live for him. So we go to church. But as you do, you have a relationship with the head of house. Are you walking in the ways of Jesus? Are you walking in the truth of Jesus? Have you dedicated your life to living for Jesus? Are you dedicated to letting your light so shine before men that everybody going to have to look up and begin to praise and glorify God for his goodness and for his glory and for his mercy? Hallelujah. For his peace. Thank you, Jesus. Are you living your life in a way that somebody, when they look at you, can literally know and feel and understand the love of God? See, I came to tell somebody something today. You might think because your name is on a church roll somewhere, you got it all together. You got it made in the shade. I came to say, oh, no, beloved, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because you have your name written up on a church roll somewhere does not mean that you're going to enter the kingdom of God. See, some of us are so worried about running to the church building and being known for being on the church roll that we have forgot that we are living to go into the kingdom of the Most High God. We live as though we have forgotten who we live for, who we're trying to please, what we're trying to do, what our mission in life is. So I ask you today, you say you go to church, but do you have a relationship with the head of house? Does your soul thirst and hunger after the one who can do everything but fail? Are you living a Christ-centered life? Do you know the way? Are you studying the truth? Are you praying according to the truth that God's will be done in your life? And then I want to know, after you've done all that, are you ready to go to work? Because, see, all this changing and transforming and cleaning up and running to the building, it's simply a place where we go to be fueled, where we go to learn, where we go to grow, where we go to sit and sup and marinate, meditate on the Word of God. So I just come before you now asking you to examine yourself and ask yourself, am I just going to church? Or do I have a relationship with the head of house? Is my name written in the Lamb's book of life? Because, beloved, I came to tell you today, when it comes to kingdom, there is no such thing as A for effort. See, there's only E for eternal, and D for damnation. You can't have it both ways. So either you're going to get into that up close and personal relationship with the head of the house, and you're going to begin to worship him with all that is within you. You will begin to praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth, because God has declared that those who love him will worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So when you know, if you want to know that you know that you know that you know that you're in a relationship and not just going to the church, you need to look no further than what's in your heart. Hallelujah. Is your heart screaming, Jesus, I love you? Jesus, I thank you for what you've already done for me. If you never do another thing for me, I want to thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I want to thank you for raising me. I want to thank you, Father God, for loving me so much that you sent your best. Thank you, King Jesus, for loving me so much that you gave your all. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for stepping in and helping me to do those things that I cannot do in and of myself. The Lord doesn't want us to simply run to the building and go to church. He wants us to have a relationship with him. We were created to worship him. We were created to be in fellowship with him. We were created, hallelujah, to simply love him as he loves us. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that someone has heard this message and someone will be blessed. If you do not know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, I came to tell somebody that today is your day. You do not have to leave this program the same way you tuned in. You do not have to leave this program simply a church person, but you can leave this program in an up-close personal relationship with Christ Jesus. And all you need to do is simply go to him and let him know, Lord, I'm tired of just going to the building, whether it be out of tradition, whether it be out of habit, whether it be for my own agenda. But, Lord, I am prepared to run after you. I am prepared to seek your faith. I am prepared to walk in righteousness. I am prepared to love like you told me to love, give like you told me to give, and live like you told me to live. I'm prepared this day to make you my Lord, my Savior, my all, and my all. Lord, I just want to thank you right now for all that you're doing and everything that I am and everything that I ever plan on being. I'm going to give that all to you right now. Come into my life. Shape me, make me, mold me. I want to be more than just a churchgoer. I want to be an authentic worshiper. I want to be a sold out believer. I want to run. I want to be a fire walker in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I just praise you right now, Lord God, because you are the great I am. And I know that you can do in me those things that I cannot. I don't want to just go to the building. I want to get to know the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. I want to get to know more of you. I want to taste and see just how good you are. I want to be all up close and personal like to you. Hallelujah. Oh, just let me sit in your tabernacle, Lord. Let me sit in the majesty of your beauty, Lord God.
Yes,
let me just sit and delight myself in you, Father. Because, see, I'm just not a church person. I am in a relationship. I am in a love affair with you, Lord. I can't live without you. I need you every day of every hour. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. I most humbly turn you back over into the hands of your anointed woman of God and the host of this program. I want to thank you, Mother, for inviting me on today just to share a few words with your listeners. And I pray that the people of God were truly blessed. I love you with all that is within me. Amen, and to God be the glory.
God bless you, Bishop.
Amen.
I just thank you so kindly for just coming on the program and just showing up and showing out. And we know that that's what you do best. You hear me? Call you a powerhouse, and you are a powerhouse woman of God. I just thank you so graciously for taking out your busy itinerary today to be with us on the program on today. And may God richly, collectively bless you, hallelujah, beyond measures. We want you to come back. Our podium, our door is always open to you, Bishop. I mean, always. I tell you, I just love you from the depths of my very soul. As I always say, if you could just cut me open and see that I love you from every being of my very soul. And I know that you, if you didn't get yours, I am so sorry, because I got mine. And I tell you, the table was already spreading. We already had our vegetables. We had our steaks. We had our side desserts. And I tell you, we had our tea. If you wanted tea, if you wanted soda pop, you had pop. And I tell you, the table was spreaded on this afternoon. Bishop Cooks just blessed our soul. She walked on with the word of God on today. And her topic was, she said that you go to church, but do you know the head of the house? You know, it's a lot of times that we go to people's houses. You know, our kids go to our neighbor's house. They go there and they knock on the door and they open up the door and they see that there is a person on their porch that are wanting to see someone in that household. But you can go and get the announced person that the guest is want to see and yet not know the head of the house. So if it's a parent, a one-parent unit, you will get to meet the one parent. May it be male or female, you get to meet the parent. If it's a joint parent, then you know it's the mother and the father that you get to meet. So she brought it home to letting you understand that yet you can go to church on Sunday. You can go to church on Saturday because some are holding church even on Saturday in the other church beliefs. But as you go to church, do you know the head of the house? Do you know this Jesus that is standing at the door of the tabernacle? Have you had a personal relationship with the man of the house? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We know that he is the Rose of Sharon. We know him to be our King and our King of Glory. We know that he is the High Priest. And we know that he is the Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi. We know that he is our shepherd and our Lord. So when you go into the house of the Lord, you're looking for the head of the house. He is our shepherd. The Bible tells us that Jesus is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. When you sit down at the dinner table, those of you that don't eat one spoonful of cereal, one sip of your coffee or your latte, until you say grace over your beverage or drink or over your food. So we know that the Lord will meet us at the dinner table. And the dinner table will spread it on this afternoon. Bishop Shalene Cooks, out of Livermore, California, she fed our soul on this afternoon. And she was talking about, you just don't go to church just to show up to identify who you are, the who's in the church house, in the old man corner, in the deacon corner, in the choir sector. But do you know the head of the house? His name is Jesus. If you don't know him, I want you to get to know him on today. And you can get to know King Jesus. But I'm not going to preach because the sermon has already been preached on today. So we just know that she brought it on home with, you go to church, but do you know the head of the house? That was the sermon on today. So I'm just so graciously honored that you tuned in this evening with the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. You're tuned in to the Old Ship of Zion. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something and Bishop Cooks has said something on today that will marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as you have been brought the word of God on today. So if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the Old Ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Block Talk Radio. Program has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change dynamics of this program, taking you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and to bless your soul. Up now, Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. Up now, Hymns of Zion.
Do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like you. They want power and praise like you. But see, there is no God like a God.
Like a God.
There's no one like who gave their life like you. And who paid our price like you. Say,
yeah.
There's only one
God. God.
That's a God.
God.
There's no one like you.
First.
Who can touch like you?
Hey, hey, hey.
And it don't stop.
Hey, hey, hey. But you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but nah, you first love me.
Come on.
In my heart, I cursed you,
yeah,
but you set me free.
Oh.
I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing.
No.
But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man, huh, that you mindful of him?
What?
And what do I have to deserve his love?
Like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view. Got a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you. But you pull me in, you clean me up, and take me home, beat me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let these folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quit your love, they can't separate. I'm the love of God, there's no estimate. My face looks the same, my brain and rearranged. No change, I promise ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. To give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world and ain't nobody stopping me.
Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready? 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 Tell me, are you ready? out sipping on your phone. Before you knew it, you slipped and then flipped up off the road. Now you're praying, hoping for a bright light. If I make it, God, I swear I'm gonna act right. But I'm good, promise I'll be fine. Can't worry about you, promise you'll be alright. Let it get right, God's on your side. Just be ready when the trumpet blows.
When you see me, I'm in uptown, baby. What you know about me? Oh, nothing really. Well, it's changed that. Yeah, I came back and took a break, but now break that. Formerly known, yeah, I made that. And them cartoons every Saturday. Get your breakfast, tell them break that. Yeah, I got lines like barcodes. Y'all got jumps like Bart Simpson on bar phones. How you acting dumb on your smartphone? Bitch is a man, so I stay looking. Catch the nets like I'm straight Brooklyn. Oh, your life so hard. Why don't you face it? Fuck it, don't Facebook them. Try to make the straight crooked with the porn sites, but I ain't looking. I got bands that'll make her dance at the wedding ring for my wife. Bling, I'ma say that twice. Bling, ladies, if you ain't got one, don't give him none. True love is waiting, and you so worth that. I know you heard some bull crap, but if you're headed down the wrong path, go ahead and turn back. You're never too far to be made new. They said you did, it's cause that ain't true. I testify to that, I ain't lying, Jack. Check with my whole crew. Will my tenant cost a grip, but Jesus paid.
I pray for them. See them hearts, we aim for them. So I tell the world that we stay torn and do it our way. You won't change for them. This ain't no fast food. Nope, nope, you can't order us. They looking so confused.
Huh?
What's the formula? We just really want more of God. Now we don't want more of us, cause he did it. We giving him thanks even when they ain't awarding us. In them strip clubs, money drugs, come on, cause you boring us. We've heard it all before, and I'm still under pressure. That sort of stuff, we were made for more though. With them award shows, so you thank Christ. That lip service don't mean nothing if you ain't about that life.
Why owe you owe me nothing, no nothing. Why owe you owe me nothing, no nothing. I know you will, 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 even when they say you won't. I know you will, I know you will, I know you will, even when they say you can't. I know you will, there's nothing you can't do. Nothing in this world too big for you. So when they say you can, I know you will, I know you will, even when they say you can't.
Yeah.
surrender all to thee. I freely give.
Spirit of the Lord in this place. proud.